One of the lines in yesterday's postgame story read, "The 9-goal deficit is the Beavers' biggest loss to the Bulldogs since February 7th, 2009. How did we come to this?
You know, that's not Beaver hockey. That's not how we play. And especially coming off of last weekend, you know, we tied Wisconsin that Saturday game and went to a shootout. Like, we can play with any team we want to in this league. So it's a disappointment, but we have an opportunity tomorrow to do something different."
Is this the same Beaver team that shut out the number one team in the country just 2 weekends ago? Actually, it is. Only difference was, yesterday's Beaver hockey team made too many mistakes.
Again, we talked about being having some pride and keeping it zero in that third period, and we don't. Obviously, our penalty kill wasn't very good. It all starts with faceoffs there. You know, we lost a draw, and a little while we have a chance to clear, we don't. A little while there, it's in the back of the net. So, yeah, a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, our stick to their stick, and again, they're just too good of a team to continue to do that.
Oh God, I'm making the same mistake.
There was a lot of subpar performances. I said, we need everybody bringing their A game. I mean, that's the only way we're going to have a chance against a team like this. Is we got to come ready to compete. I thought we were distracted for whatever reason when the game started. Not a lot of energy. You know, we talk about being a consistent team, and we certainly weren't tonight. That was a tough one to watch.
When you play the top 10 teams in the country week in and week out, you can't afford to make mistakes. Those who do make the most mistakes usually lose. Credit Duluth, though. They picked up right where they left off before their three-week break, shutting out their opponents and scoring by committee.
First and foremost, give Duluth credit. I thought they executed. We knew they were very skilled. We did a lot of standing and watching them make plays, and then they finished. You know, the frustrating thing is we definitely had some really good chances in that first period, and we don't finish, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we shoot the puck over the net or whatever. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we don't finish, and then we stand around and watch, and we're not picking up sticks, and they're just too good of a team.
Today, the Beavers know they need to hit the ice and do all the little things right, and of course, just play Beaver hockey.
I mean, you really just have to turn up the intensity, and you have to change your focus. You have to change the energy on the bench, and you have to do the little things right to change the game.
It's game two of our weekend series between BSU and UMD. The Beavers, well, they're looking for redemption, and more importantly, a win. The puck drops in 30 minutes, but first, our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.